Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Walters. Oh, man. Just made a wonderful cup of coffee. Not sure why. The show gets me pumped up enough. But when you're annoying gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast, sometimes there's not enough caffeine in the world. I got to tell you, like I say, every week, here's the monster program for us this week. Love it. There's nothing else on planet Earth that I would rather be doing than this. I can't wait to sit in the safest radio studio in America with you every week here on this monster broadcast and talk to you in cities across the country, literally from coast to coast, from Miami, Florida. Love you guys down in Miami. All the way up to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska in between. And when I talk about annoying gun-grabbing liberals, I mean it. I think it's clearly got to be something to do with the election season, you know, no doubt about it. But the un-Americans and the un-American gun grabbers, and I'll explain to you what I mean by un-American. If you're a new listener, we have a lot of new affiliates. And it all sounds harsh calling his fellow citizens un-American. Yeah, I am, absolutely. Here's why. Because I have certain inalienable rights. One of them being, of course, the focus of this show, Armed American Radio, the right to keep and bear arms. And there's a group of people in America who want to take that away from me. They want to take that away from you because they don't like it. That would be the progressive gun-grabbing left. And here's the thing. In America, we can agree to disagree. That's what makes America great. We can. Now, the media, I'm going to go here in just a little bit on the program, too. I have something to talk with you about in the first half hour relative to the media doing dangerous, dangerous damage to the psyche of this country. But see, it's easy to go into that. I'll go into that hole, down that hole with you in just a few minutes. But we can agree to disagree. And the media makes it harder to do that now because they are pushing a particular agenda, making it harder to agree to disagree in America. And it's fostering a great divide, a divisiveness in America, unlike anything I've ever seen in my lifetime. And it isn't going to get better on November 9th. In fact, it's going to be worse, regardless of the outcome of the election. But here in America, I have certain inalienable rights. And we can agree, maybe you don't like my right to bear arms. That's fine. You can tell me you don't like my right to bear arms. And we can agree to disagree after I try to fix you because you're broken. And if I'm unable to fix you, or if you're unwilling to be fixed, you have that right too. But you do not have the right to make the decision, well, you know, I don't like your right to bear arms so much so that I'm going to try to take it from you. Because when you cross that line to take away my constitutionally recognized, not granted, see, you have to understand what I'm talking about here. The liberal left believes, the un-Americans believe, that the Constitution, that our rights come from man. They do not come from man. They are inalienable rights. They come from our Creator. We all possess them as human beings. I have the unalienable right to self-defense. I have the right to keep and bear arms, not granted to me by men, but by God, the right to defend myself. And it is un-American when you cross that line and try to take that right from me. As un-American, as if I tried to take a book from you because I didn't like the words. Even if it were pornographic. I do not have the right to take that from you. We can disagree about the content. Maybe I'm stupid and I don't understand the literary genius of Huck Finn. Maybe I think it's racist because I don't understand it. And I tell you that. we can agree to disagree. You can say, no, Mark, you're an idiot, man. It's genius. Twain was brilliant. You don't understand. And that's fine. But then I decide to cross the line, and I decide to make it my life's work to see to it that either you or anyone else have the right to read Mark Twain. That is un-American behavior. And there are many, many un-Americans out there, and I know it's the election season bringing them out. Because you hear at the beginning, annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast. Oh, boy, they are coming out of the woodwork. Here's a piece from one that I got today, yesterday, I don't know when it came in. Hello, Mr. Walters, you purposely and relentlessly insult me and my intelligence every time I turn on the radio to listen to your show, in quotations. To use the term loosely, what your hour actually achieves every day is to strike fear and hatred into a smattering of low-information listeners. Even more directly, your hour is a powerful advertisement to buy guns, more powerful guns, to defend yourself when Obama comes to kick your door down and take your guns. I will bet my last dollar you get a nice payment every month from the real cartel that runs this country. Who do you think he's going to say it is? The NRA. Mark, what you do is call me an un-American about 20 times an hour. You see, and I could go on. I got another email from an individual who included every single president of a radio station that carries this program, 100+ of them. And one right after the other, they keep coming out of the woodwork. And that's wonderful. I love it. And I got to tell you, this email, the one that this portion of it I just read, hats off to the guy who clearly hates my guts, can't stand my right to bear arms. But at least he kept the language clean. Some of them aren't capable. And that's when you know their heads are popping. They just can't handle the truth. But it's interesting to me how they follow, when he talks about low information listeners of Armed American Radio, it is in fact he who is low information. It is in fact he who can't think for himself. It is, in fact, he who follows this liberal playbook. I'm paid by the NRA. Where the hell does that come from? Yeah, as if I'm on the NRA's payroll. As if the NRA says, here, you do that radio program and we'll send you a check. I should be so lucky. And, of course, later on I'm accused of selling guns and on the hook, you know, somehow the firearm manufacturers are sending me checks. So it's interesting how the left-wing playbook just permeates. These people are incapable of thinking for themselves. They just simply repeat what they hear. They regurgitate what they read all day long from the mainstream media, who has so distorted you and your lifestyle as a law-abiding armed American that this is what it's come to. And it's sad. It really is truly sad. And this is an individual in his late 60s. And it's sad. It really, truly is. But it's fun. So please keep the emails coming to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I responded very kindly to this email today. Thank you very much. I appreciate the email. It is classic liberal rant. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. And I did. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. It's fascinating to see what people think. And I love bringing you some of what they write also. Program today is going to be huge, huge, epic lineup today. Alan Gottlieb will not be here today. He is enjoying some well-deserved time off. But I will be talking with Alexander Rubion from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I got a great email from somebody in New Jersey, forwarded it over to Alexander. I think I forwarded it to him. If not, I'm going to read it for him and you on the program today. And you're going to hear what it is the progressive, un-American, radical, left-wing, socialist, gun-grabbing, America-hating, freedom-hating zealot has in store for you should there be a Hillary Clinton victory come November. I'm also going to tell you a little bit about the media. There's a piece out in the New York Post, albeit it has nothing to do with guns, but it is extremely telling because it is a playbook. It reads as a playbook anyway, is how the media is going to come after you again, should Hillary Clinton win the election. After Alexander Rubin, of course, my great political analyst A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News will occupy the second hour of the program. Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon will be here. And David Kodria, much loved David Kodria from the original Roundtable, joins the discussion in hour three. So we will be annoying the un-American liberals like crazy today for the entire program, feeding them things they can't handle. Facts and truth. They don't know how to chew on that stuff. Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, continues right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. American shooting phenom Kim Rhody became the first summer Olympian to medal in six consecutive Olympic Games, winning a bronze medal in the skeet competition last week. Congratulations to her. The mainstream media is not covering it. You don't see, I've watched a lot of Olympic coverage, as much as I have time to watch from time to time. I get kind of tired of it, though. But I don't recall seeing NBC spending a lot of time on this. All right, we all know why NBC doesn't cover this, and it's quite frankly pathetic. And I'll leave it at that. Congratulations to Kim Rhody for becoming the first summer Olympian to medal in six consecutive Olympic Games. And the reason, of course, they're not covering it is because she's an Olympic shooter. That's why. She'll be back. She'll be back for 2020, and she'll be back for 2024. I heard her interviewed. And hopefully she'll be back for 2028. And good for her. And the hell with the mainstream media. And I want to talk with you a little bit about the mainstream media in this segment before Alexander comes in. Admittedly, this is not about your right to bear arms. The story itself isn't about your right to bear arms. But, it is. We make it that way because this is Armed American Radio. And we view this through that lens of the Second Amendment. American journalism, this is a piece in the New York Post, and it was an incredible piece. Read it multiple times. But it is headlined, American Journalism is Collapsing Before Our Eyes. And it goes on to talk about the media treatment in the mainstream press of Donald Trump, with a tremendous amount of focus on the New York Times. And he calls it, and I quote, the shameful display of naked partisanship by the elite media is unlike anything seen in modern America. And this has been something near and dear to my heart for many years. If you listen to this program, now heading into its eighth anniversary coming up, you've probably listened to me one, two, maybe three times, and you've heard me talk about my utter disdain for the mainstream elite media in this country. In the tank, propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, and that you know that I believe that the mainstream media in this country is doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the country. It is a constant bombardment of our American way of life, which belittles and ridicules traditional conservative Americans in favor of Obama's fundamental transformation of America on this phony platform of social justice, which we all see what this is doing to race relations in America today. It's an upside-down world, and the mainstream media is promoting that agenda. And this piece in the New York Post today calls it out and calls them out by name, quoting the largest broadcast network, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and major newspapers like the New York Times and Washington Post have jettisoned all pretense of fair play. Their fierce determination to keep Trump out of the Oval Office has no precedent. That's a bold statement. Has no precedent. We've known the mainstream media has been pushing a leftist agenda in this country for quite some time. We've talked about it on this show for many, many years. It's not something we noticed today. Any conservative American has seen that since the days of Dan Rather Biased. Remember that? Sure you do. And he goes on to point out how bad it actually is by stating that there is no foreign enemy, that there is no terror group, that there is no native criminal gang in this country that suffers, quoting, the daily beating that Trump does. Pointing out that the mullahs in Iran, who vow to destroy the great Satan and wipe Israel off the map, are treated gently by comparison. A great piece. I want you to go read it. I put it up on my Facebook page. It's out there right now. Go take a look at it, facebook.com/armedamericanradio, and read this. And here's why. Well, you know, here's some more. Let me read just a little bit more here. We've got a couple minutes before the segment closes. By torching its remaining credibility in service of Clinton, the mainstream media's reputations will likely never recover, nor will the standards. No future producer, editor, reporter, or anchor can be expected to meet a test of fairness when that standard has been trashed in such willful and blatant fashion. That's a bold statement from the New York Post. And I hate to say the New York Post. It's Michael Goodwin. The New York Post isn't something that writes things. Michael Goodwin, writing for the New York Post, wrote the piece, and he did an amazing job. So what does this have to do with guns? Why do we discuss this on Armed American Radio? I'll tell you why. Because the treatment that we are all witnessing of Donald Trump, and by the way, there is no more objective media in this country. It's done. It's finished. It's dead. It's finished. People like Katie Couric see to that. But here's why this is so vital. Because the type of reporting that you are witnessing today, these vicious attacks on not just Donald Trump, but half of America, half of America. This is what you can expect when they decide to come after their gun rights if Hillary Clinton wins the White House. And that will be task number one. How? Because the Supreme Court is going to be in play instantly. That will be one of a President Clinton, very difficult to say that, I know, that in a country of 320 plus million Americans, and I'll be fair, and I'll say that this is the best two candidates that we can come up with. It's incredible, isn't it? It shows the state of politics. It shows the dysfunction in this nation, and we've allowed it to get here. But we're going to take it back. Freedom will always prevail. And it may be a bloody uphill fight, but freedom will always prevail. But I want you to watch this treatment of Trump as the playbook it is. Because this is the type of treatment, and it will be worse. It will be worse. And they haven't even started on Trump. They are desperate. They are petrified. Because they know their agenda is finished, completely finished, if Trump wins the White House. So they are blatantly, overtly, outright coming after him. And by default, coming after you. And this is what they're going to do relative to your gun rights. This is the type of reporting you can expect. Continuous 24-hour lies in a blatant, outright attempt to come after your right to keep and bear arms. Regardless of what the dopey, un-American, self-described flaming liberal said in the email I received just yesterday. Wow. We come back. Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society is here. Lots to talk about. Lots of goings on up there. We'll be back right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The guest lineup kicks into high gear. We're going to start right now with Alexander Rubio, my good friend from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. What a battle these guys got to fight. New Jersey is not gun-friendly. Alexander, welcome to the program, bud. How you doing?
Mark, thank you so much for having me back on.
Oh, anytime. I really enjoy it. Question for you. Is it un-American for someone to come after my right to bear arms because they don't like that right?
Absolutely. And they'll exploit children and anything they possibly can to further their cause.
Am I too harsh by calling a fellow American un-American for trying to come after my right?
No, absolutely not. If this was 250 years ago, you would have shot them right in the street. So,
you know,
they have it easy these days.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I want to. That's actually something I'm going to mention later down the road. If you quote the Declaration of Independence, the progressive left will call you radical.
Of course.
And that's not fodder for this conversation with you now, but I wanted to get that point out there because I'm telling you, the lunatic left, man, is just coming out of the woodwork. I love it. I love it. They're engaging.
You cannot look further than New Jersey to see what they want to do with our rights. And New Jersey is the pinnacle, perfect example to use. This is why we keep emphasizing nationally, don't ever give up an inch. Because if they had it their way, they would make it like New Jersey and worse.
All right, I'm going to read something for you now. I sent you this email. I know you have a copy of it, and I asked you to come on the program to talk about it. And it's And by the way, Madison Jesse Otto is on Fox right now, and I really enjoy. She's been a guest on this program before. She's on with Jesse Waters. A lot of fun. So DVR it. Don't watch it now. DVR it. Listen here now. All right, let me read you this email. I think this is worth reading again. I read this on the daytime show, Alexander. The reason I want to read this again is because Americans need to understand what it is the un-American, progressive, radical, gun-grabbing, gun-hating, freedom-hating left socialist, formerly known as the Democrat Party, has in store for you should Hillary Clinton win the White House. Is that a fair assessment of this email? You mind if I read it again?
Absolutely. It's a very fair assessment.
All right, here we go. Hi, Mark. First time writing. Enjoy the show on podcast since I live in New Jersey. Thanks for the Hillary prep tips. Keep them coming. He says that because I don't think the show airs specifically in New Jersey. I decided to take your advice, and now I have a Remington 870 and a Windham Arms AR and 5.56223. Getting a smaller pistol than my beloved 92 FS is going to take a bit longer, and I thought I would share the procedure in which I am currently engaged with you. By the way, I have gotten a bit more indecisive in my old age and couldn't decide between a wheel gun and a smaller 9mm, so I'm going to get one of each. Now, see, I love this guy, Alexander. This is great. At least 31 days apart, of course, since I'd prefer not to be interviewed by the New Jersey State Police for purchasing two handguns within a 30-day period. Now, listener, I'm talking to you. Did you hear that? Take a listen to this. Anyway, I kicked off the process today, and here it is. By the way, I already have a New Jersey firearms purchaser ID, which explains why I was able to buy the long guns and why I am fortunate enough to follow the simplified process below. This is the simplified process. Number one, stop in at the local police department and fill out the firearms application. I was pleased to see that the new revision of the form allows for a change of sex on your FID card if necessary. Although I won't be using that feature, I was pleased to see that all New Jersey citizens can be abused by this process. While there also sign and date the consent for mental health search form. This gets faxed off to wherever immediately. Once this is complete, the officer assisting you will write your name on a file folder, place the two forms in the folder, and place it in the proper file cabinet. Number two, go home and log into newjerseyportal.com/NJSP/criminal records and fill out the form. Be sure to include the OR number, originating agency number. Then be sure to fill in your SBI number as well. After some searching, I found this, the State Bureau Identification Card is what that is. Another name for this is the FID card. Boy, did I feel silly not being able to make that association. Anyway, the rest of the form is pretty straightforward and is a relative bargain at only $20 for processing it. Number three, now I had to run to the post office to send my two references, the reference letter form, where they assess whether or not I am a drunkard, drug user, if they are aware of my having been confined or committed for treatment or observation of a mental or psychiatric condition on a temporary, interim, or permanent basis, whether I belong to any organizations that seek to overthrow or commit violence to the government, state or fed, or to deny others their rights. They also need to certify that we are not related. It is recommended that you provide them with a stamped envelope so that the only cost to them for completing this form on your behalf is their time. Number four, once all this stuff comes back, I will go back to the police department, turn in the additional papers, and then pay $2 per permit to buy. It will then be reviewed by the chief and hopefully approved. I will then have the pleasure of returning to the PD, reviewing the completed permits for correctness. They often substitute the current date for the birth date on the form, but that is just my town clerk. It's one of those endearing features of handwritten forms. And number five, after I have the purchase permits in hand, I will then get to speak to people who are truly seeking to assist me in purchasing the gun of my choice, one at a time, of course, every 31 days. Please give a shout out to Lisa at Queso's Gun Store in Jersey City. I just did, and he says, I took the time to outline this to give my friends in other states a glimpse of what is in store if they let down their guard. Don't give an inch. Not one blanking inch. Chuck in New Jersey. Chuck, very powerful email, and it is why Alexander Rubian is on the show today. Alexander, we've got 4 minutes or 3.5 minutes. I want you to take it from here and comment on everything I just read.
Well, the irony there is actually you're certifying that you're not part of an organization that's going to violate any constitutional rights. Meanwhile, they're the one violating our constitutional rights. Now, Chuck also has it easy in regard to some of the even more insane stories that we hear of abuse of power when the police departments require that you get the forms certified or notarized. Or you need a birth certificate, or you need some, you know, other letters from the people that live across the street from you or in the same house that they, you know, that You know, they like you and don't, you know, feel uncomfortable you owning a gun. They'll call and harass. We actually had documented this through undercover investigations that you can visit on NJ2AS.org. They'll call your employer, embed fear in them, saying, do you know that Chuck wants to buy a gun? Is he having any issues with you or anyone else in your office? You know, trying to make out the scenario that he's going to come in and shoot up the place. You know, and then all of a sudden the boss is panicking. We've had so many people contacting us asking, is it illegal for them? Is it legal for them to do that? We have recordings of police officers calling, harassing, you know, employers and whatnot. I mean, this is the kind of insanity that we deal with, that the left glamorizes. That we, you know, we, if you hear our politicians talking, that they claim New Jersey should be the national model when it comes to purchasing firearms in New Jersey. You know, and I cannot emphasize, we need your support nationally. If you go to NJ2AS.org, become a member, because what happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey. We want to turn the national narrative to look what they tried in New Jersey and got away with, to look what they tried and people got fired, people lost their jobs, and they lost that battle.
It's uphill. You guys are fighting a tough battle when Illinois became the 50th state to offer some form of concealed carry, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now many, many thousands of people in Illinois are practicing their right to bear arms.
Oh, hundreds of thousands. I think the first year they issued 90-something thousand permits.
And New Jersey now, your state now has the worst gun laws in the country.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, California, we're witnessing another huge shift in California again.
Oh.
So those are, you know, there's a petri dish going on both coasts out there. But the reason New Jersey's is so bad is because it has been entrenched for so long, and you've got a Republican governor who I was very, very harsh on, as you know, for quite some time. Now, we've got 30 seconds now, about 20 seconds before we go to a break. So I'll close it out with this when we come back. I want to talk with you about some other things in New Jersey that highlight this. Here's why we talk about this, and Alexander knows this. It's why he's on the show with me right now. And that is because the Democrat, you don't hear one Democrat saying, well, you know what, that's ridiculous that we have to go through all of that to purchase a firearm. But we don't want to infringe on your right to bear arms. We support the right to keep and bear arms. I support the Second Amendment. But that, what I just read you and what you heard Alexander analyze, is what but means. And that's just the beginning of the card. If they have their way, it's going to be a lot worse than that. Armed American Radio continues with Alexander Rubin. Visit them and join them. I'm a card-carrying member. NJ2AS.org. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber.
caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? We've got a Gun A Day giveaway going on right now. I'll bring you that information midway through. Well, I'll bring it into you in just a few minutes. Just kind of hold off now. We'll get back with Alexander here quickly, and then I'll mention that before we close out the program. Great guns for you giving away, and all you've got to do is activate your membership to the USCCA. So stick with me. I'll have that information for you in just a few minutes. New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alexander Rubian. Welcome back to the show, Alexander. Let me read this off. This is from one of the press releases. I get this as a member and just being on the email list. Do you have to be a member to get on the email list?
No, but it definitely helps.
Highly recommended.
Become a member. It's $35 for a general membership.
Right.
$99 a premium. We're actually having a promotion. The next 100 people that sign up as a premium member, Alan Gottlieb, a major supporter of our organization. He's helping back a lot of lawsuits in our state. He has a bunch of signed books. He gave to us 100 of them. That we're willing to give out to the next 100 members that sign up.
Okay, N2, okay, NJ, no, NJ2AS.org, NJ2AS.org for New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Make sure to head over and join. I'm a card-carrying member. It's a fine organization fighting a very difficult battle against the un-American, freedom-hating, gun-grabbing, progressive socialist, formerly known as Democrat left, who have made no bones about the fact and are running a presidential campaign right now on infringing on your Second Amendment rights. And to all you liberals who might not understand that, you can go back. I won't give it to you now. I don't have time in today's show, but you can hear her in her own words. Should you be open-minded enough to want to listen to what Hillary Clinton has actually said herself? Don't just take it from me. All right, we've got in this email, for immediate release, NJ concealed carry permit finally issued. After dealing with years of life-threatening situations from violent gang members in Newark and battling almost 3 years in New Jersey's courts for his basic constitutional and human rights, Alberto Almeida has been issued his concealed carry permit. Alexander, take this away. This is a fascinating, disgusting story.
Albert Almeida is a father of two, a great guy. I know him personally. He's a member. He owns a property management company in our great urban city of Newark, Democrat-controlled. No surprise there. It's the murder capital of New Jersey. About 100 to 150 people a year are murdered. Collecting rents over the years, he's gotten threats from hardcore convicted gang members, violent convicted felons, all released early under these compassionate release programs. And he's been applying and trying to fight to get his basic constitutional right that I don't know how many states issue or don't even issue a permit. He can go 40 miles over to Pennsylvania, get his permit practically the same day. But in New Jersey, only if you can fight and spend tens of thousands of dollars on legal fees and then spend years in court will they then issue you your permit. And, you know, this is how insane New Jersey's gun laws are. But the courts, every time we bring up these issues, why are you releasing these convicted felons early or, surprise, surprise, I mean, like clockwork, every time one of these gang members are caught possessing a firearm as a felon, which is already state and federally barred from occurring, they say, well, the law, the courts were so backed up, we're this, we're that. They make up every excuse possible. We're being overwhelmed with all these other situations. But they want to fight Albert for over 3 years in a basic lawsuit that no other state would ever allow. And that's how insane this state is, that they prefer that he get murdered than issue him a permit with no lawsuit where millions and tens of millions of law-abiding citizens exercise every year in true free America.
And we've actually had people, we've discussed the people on this program. There was a murder in New Jersey from someone who was waiting for a permit not too long ago. It's just a disgusting display of Democrat socialism agenda at work. Alexander, you mentioned the years and the money and the time. There's still no guarantee, is there, that this could have turned out, this could have turned out negatively for him? He might not have ever gotten the permit. Isn't that true?
If he didn't fight back the way that he did, and I commend him for what he's done, he would have never received his permit. And like you said, the disgusting facts here is that the Democrats and these anti-American liberals are willing to let innocent people like Carol Bound get murdered,
right,
you know, just to support their cause, to say that guns are not the solution, and, you know, and we should make more gun-free zones, the same ones like in San Bernardino, the same ones in Orlando, the same ones in Newtown, Connecticut, that have created guaranteed bloodbaths. And, you know, that is the sickening part, is that they're willing to let innocent people get murdered to forward their agenda.
Has there been any Democrat in the legislature stand up and say this is insane, we need to correct this?
Actually, there's a few of them. Of course, they're from South Jersey, very, very, you know, rural farmland area.
Right.
But, you know, just giving you a little sneak peek. If you go to our website, you see all the undercover videos that we started launching since December. We did another undercover video, and you would never believe the people that we've caught on camera admitting that they have permits. And we're going to be releasing those videos soon because it's going to blow your mind to see the hypocrisy and double standard that we have in our state when we discover the people that actually have concealed carry permits while simultaneously claiming you and I and every other New Jerseyan and every other millions of Americans don't need to carry a gun for self-defense.
Well, of course, this just reeks of elitism. Unless you've got won't ever have it. You will never have it in New Jersey. It's good to see that there's a handful that you mentioned down in the southern part of the state. Yeah, I would expect that, but that it's never going to happen. This is why it was so hard on Christie. I mentioned it in the previous segment, because Christie could have used the bully pulpit of the governor's office to stand up there and just scream bloody murder that these draconian, un-American laws have to be changed, and he didn't do it. Now, at the time, after people's lives were ruined, Shanine Allen comes to mind automatically. After she spent 3 years worrying worrying about spending 3 years in prison in New Jersey, does he, you know, then step in and issue a pardon and on and on and on? But it's after the fact.
It's after the fact.
These laws are ruining people's lives.
When there was a water crisis in California, when the governor was Arnold Schwarzenegger, what he wanted to do with some water reform, liberal crap, whatever you want to call it, he shut down the state house. He said, I am not going to sign any new bills that come to my desk. I'm going to veto anything that comes my way until you reform the right. water laws and whatever crap they had going on at the time. Now, the difference there is that nobody died. Governor Christie should have stood up and said, until you reform the New Jersey gun laws so that innocent women like Shanine Allen don't get locked up for 11 and a half years in prison, and women like Carol Vallon aren't being stabbed to death.
Murdered, right.
They're murdered in cold blood in their own driveway. I will not sign one piece of legislation and literally shut down the state house.
That's and he should have done it. He should have done it. And I'm glad you called for that. It should have been done a long time ago. Alexander Rubian, head of New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, thanks for jumping on the show with me. I appreciate
thanks
it very
so
much. And
very
everything awesome. You do. We'll see you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference down in Florida,
absolutely.
I believe you. All right, good. Looking forward to seeing you down there. NJ2AS.org. NJ2AS.org. Please join. Please get on their mail list and please help that group out. They're not fighting only for their rights. They're fighting for your rights as well. The Gun A Day giveaway today is a Ruger SR-1911 Commander, USCCAOnAir.com. Join the USCCA, one of three programs, and bam, there you go. You're in the running for today's Gun A Day giveaway. More on that in the next hour. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News is next.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.